You're listening to the Play, Teach, Talk podcast. I'm Tiffany Thompson, a speech pathologist with over 20 years of expertise in working with children under 3 years of age and their families to help them understand language and communicate more effectively. My specialty is in working with emerging communicators with few or no true words to reduce their frustration, help them interact and play with their peers and family, and learn to truly enjoy the back and forth of functional communication throughout their daily routines. This podcast is not intended to diagnose speech-language disorders, but is more of a general set of suggestions for children who are experiencing delays in their language skills. For recommendations or therapy specific to your child's needs, consultation or evaluation with a licensed speech-language pathologist in your city is highly suggested. This is Season 5, Episode 6 of the Play, Teach, Talk podcast. You can't talk too much to your toddler. I'm going to describe a little more in depth about this, but really, when kids are at that age of about, well, really starting with, 9 months, 10 months, reading with them every day, very, very simple books with simple pictures or really short, simple stories, and talking about what you're doing all day long, and using action words, using descriptive words, using object names. These things are very, very important to expose your child to at the very beginning. And I know a lot of times parents are concerned when they don't hear words coming from their child's mouth at 12 months, at 14 months or 16 months. But what's really important is building that foundation for their expressive language in helping them to understand the names of people and things and actions and objects and the description of them all around them before they're ever ready to say their first word. So as you're working with your child, you can't really talk too much to your child. However, a few caveats. There are things that you can do while you're talking to your child that make it more difficult for them to learn and comprehend. One thing is using a whole lot of different terms for the same thing. So when you're talking to your child about playing with, a ball, you wouldn't want to say a basketball, a round thing, a sphere, a blah, blah. You want to use just one simple word. And I kind of came off of that one, but I hear it more with things like drink. So sometimes parents will say it's a drink. Sometimes parents will say it's a cup. Sometimes parents will say what's actually in the cup as meaning the drink. And what you might want to do when you're first starting to talk to a child is using a lot of repetition when you are referring to one specific thing to help them attach a name to the thing that you are naming, basically. So that's one thing, using a lot of different description in the beginning as kids are starting to grasp language can be a little confusing, can make it difficult for kids to kind of attach that first set of meanings to objects and actions and people and things. I've seen some kids who had 6 or 7 different nicknames get really confused and not respond when their name is called or any of their nicknames are called because they have so many different ones. So that's just another thing to think about. Maybe my child's not responding to his name because people are calling, him or her by 7 or 8 different names. So that's another thing to think about. So you can't talk too much to your child, but you might be talking too fast, or you might be giving too much information in one sentence, within a sentence. So if you feel like you are using the lengths of sentences like I'm using in here, that might be too long. You might want to keep it to maybe 5 or 6 words max and lean on the words that your child's not yet using, especially if you're talking about things that they really like. So let's say you're playing ball with them. You want to talk to them. You want to put them in a rich environment while you're playing with the child, throwing that ball back and forth. Let's say maybe you're throwing the ball back and forth, and then maybe you want to do different things with it. So you'll say, okay, it's my turn. I have the ball. I'm going to throw the ball to you. 1, 2, 3, throw. Okay, so you've already used the action word that you're going to do a couple of times, and then you're giving a visual support for them to see what you're saying. When you say throw, this is what I'm going to do. You've said the word ball a few times. You're also going to be modeling your turn and my turn as you throw that ball back and forth. So they're going to hear that repeated several times. Your turn, my turn. That's why kids pick up things like more or hi or bye or all done, because they hear those phrases many, many, many times throughout a day. So let's say you're throwing the ball back and forth. So you, my turn, I'm going to throw the ball. One, two, three, throw. You throw it to them. Okay, your turn, you're going to throw the ball. One, two, three, throw. I caught the ball. So things like that. And then maybe you switch it up and say, okay, now I'm going to kick the ball. Are you ready? One, two, three, kick. So that's a lot of repetition of those different movements within one activity where they're hearing one word to describe the thing and to describe those actions that you're doing. You can talk too fast too. If you talk at a rate, if everybody knows, we know if we're slow talkers or we're fast talkers. If you're a fast talker and your child doesn't seem to be picking up on the language like you would expect them to, I would slow down a little bit, because they may just not be at a point where they can process the language that you're giving them as fast as you're giving it to them. I tend to slow my pace down just a little bit. It's just like what I might do when I was modeling about the ball throwing. I was slowing down the words I was using and emphasizing them. If you do that, if you're a fast talker and you want to think about how to slow down how fast you're talking, that's how I would do it. I would be thinking about emphasizing and leaning on your words as you say them just a little bit more. So an example might be, let's say you're going through a feeding, bathing, eating routine with a stuffed animal or a doll. So you might say, okay, it's time for us to eat. Let's get our fork. We're going to get a fork and a plate. All right, let's scoop the food. Scoop, scoop, scoop. Okay, he's going to eat. Let's give it to the bear. Let's give it to the baby. Eat, eat, eat. And so again, you're repeating and you're leaning on those words. You may feel like you're just going on and on. Our old description of that was feeling like a broken record, that you just are saying the same thing over and over and over, because records would get a scratch in them and then the needle that would play the divots in the record would go over that same thing and bump it and say the same word over and over and over again. So that's what you feel like sometimes when you are modeling that same word or those same phrases for a child, but it helps them to pick up those phrases. I try to remind parents that, you know, we know these things. We understand language. We've had language in our minds and our bodies and in our systems, and have used language to communicate with people for so long. But so many of these things are brand new to kids, especially when they're seeing them with a parent or with a caregiver that's not a scripted thing on a TV show or something that they're just watching passively. So your opportunity to really help structure and help them build phrases and sentences and things like that, that comes from the direct work that you do with them. So you can never, ever talk too much. I'm going to find a book. I think I've linked this in a past episode, but it's called, I believe, 30 Million Words or something to the effect of that. And there were several research studies that said that parents who use lots and lots of words, and they're saying something like 30 million words in maybe the first 3 years of a child's life, affect how complex and robust their child's language skills are in future years. And that also, the more you do describe, learn, you know, help your kid learn the names and meanings of things when they're little tiny, this also helps with their comprehension of reading as they start to read, and of stories and imagination and building full stories together.